Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. A couple things to talk about today. First, I'm going to talk about DJ Humphries. There was an article put out by ESPN Nation with all the ESPN NFL writers for what the most important offseason move for each team would be regarding a free agent that they have currently on their roster. DJ Humphries was chosen by Josh Weinfuss, Arizona Cardinals writer for ESPN. Worked very closely with Josh, very smart guy. And I don't disagree with him. I'm going to talk about that first. Secondly, did the national championship game last night show that the Arizona Cardinals can get a wide receiver anywhere else in the draft not named the eighth overall pick? It looked like there were four guys on the outside last night collectively with LSU and Clemson that could be a number one receiver for a team in the upcoming seasons. So the Cardinals need to jump at Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, etc. at number eight, or would they benefit themselves more in the long run by taking an offensive or defensive lineman at that position? I'll talk about that as well. But first, DJ Humphries, if you've listened to me, Bo and I have kind of split up our podcast here because scheduling sucks sometimes. If you've listened to me over the last couple months, I gave my own personal Arizona Cardinal awards twice, one midseason and one at the end of the season, and both times, DJ Humphries was my unsung hero award. A guy you don't really talk a whole lot about, and up until about 7, 8, 10 years ago, the offensive line wasn't and defensive line weren't really talked about that much, aside from sack numbers on the defensive side and maybe left tackles and centers. But now with the offensive and defensive lines being in the forefront of the NFL landscape regarding media members and talking points and fans knowing more about offensive lines and not just, oh, well, the running back is bad or the running back is good. It's more giving credit and, criticism where credit and criticism are due regarding the offensive line. DJ Humphries played very well this year. Played all 16 games, and the Cardinals have a very tough situation ahead of them regarding what to do with him. It's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy. DJ Humphries should be signed again by the Arizona Cardinals. And the problem with it is he may command a huge number. Nate Solder, Trent Brown. There are guys that have gone to different teams and gotten 30 mil, 40 mil guaranteed. And that's a number that the Cardinals shouldn't have to give DJ Humphries, but that's the number he may command on the open market if they let him go. DJ Humphries has been the unsung hero of the Arizona Cardinals this past season. Not talked about a lot, but he protected Kyler Murray's blind side, and say what you want about the offensive line as a whole, Kyler Murray makes their job easier. Kyler Murray's ability to evade defenders, to spin outside of the pocket, to use his legs, whether it be to throw on the run or gain positive yardage as a runner, it makes the offensive lineman's job easier. The best offensive lineman the Arizona Cardinals will have during Kyler Murray's tenure will be Kyler Murray's legs. I said that right after they drafted him. But DJ Humphries did a very good job this year. Played all 16 games. Are you going to equate his health, him playing all 16 games for the first time in his career, to Kyler Murray being the quarterback? I don't know, but there are people that can, and I'm sure his agent will kind of sidestep that, and that will be used as a focal point in the negotiating tactics of the Arizona Cardinals to pay him as little as possible and want him as well as trying to retain him. It's going to be a very interesting dance these two sides are going to play. DJ Humphries deserves a contract, and the Cardinals should re-sign him. With the caveat that he should not gobble up a large portion of the cap space the Cardinals have to spend next year with the between $70 and $80 million. The other option is you franchise tag him. And yes, that will eat a large chunk of next year's salary cap, but not for the future, which will help, you know, and that's where the capologists come into play, where if they bring in free agents or if they re-sign Patrick Peterson, they extend Patrick Peterson, what have you, you can kind of backload contracts to balance out the salary cap. and DJ Humphries, say he gets you whatever $18 million next year, it's only 1 year. Do it again. It's a thing where you have, you know, a top recording artist, a new singer. You have him go into the studio, belt out that song, be like, that was perfect. Do it again. You have DJ Humphries, do it again. He plays 15 or 16 games next year. He has a high pro football focus rating, and the Cardinals win more games. Then you pay him. But I'm not in the camp of just throwing $50 million guaranteed at him because he had one good year. I'm also not in the camp of saying, sorry, DJ, have a good rest of your career. We don't want you back. Because franchise left tackles are hard to find. Spoiler alert. And the Arizona Cardinals may have found one in DJ Humphries. It just may have taken him a few years to blossom and may have the perfect quarterback under center or in the shotgun, as it were, behind him to elongate his career and make him maybe look better than he is. But for all intents and purposes, DJ Humphries deserves a second contract from the Cardinals. It just depends on how much money he'll garner. Because the biggest blunder that the Arizona Cardinals could put themselves in, go through this offseason, is overpaying DJ Humphries and having it not work out. Overpaying DJ Humphries and have him get injured in training camp and then, you know, have nagging injuries and really not see what we saw last year from him again. Because it wouldn't be an original story. There are countless accounts of athletes that have gotten paid and then never amounted to their contract because they got paid. And I'm not saying that's DJ Humphries. I'm not saying that's most athletes. Usually, guys that have the motor and the drive to make it to the NFL sustain that motor throughout their career. Or it even intensifies. But there are those cautionary tales where, whoops, we just gave that guy $40 million guaranteed, and he's not a shell of what he was for that 1 year before he got the contract. Do I think the Cardinals will get $40 million guaranteed? No. Do I think DJ Humphries will walk if he doesn't get that top dollar money? Maybe. But the beauty of a competent front office and ownership, which the Cardinals, you know, loosely defined at best have, is finding that perfect number that makes both sides happy. And it'll be interesting to see if the Arizona Cardinals can find that number with DJ Humphries. Alex Clancy here coming up. What Cardinals do with the number 8 overall pick? I'll talk about it next, Locked On Cardinals. This spring, follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. It's amazing weather here. The landscapes are incredible. Exciting outdoor adventure. Incredible food, etc. Arizona is the perfect home for baseball fans. So I've been here in Arizona for 9 years. I've gone to spring training games every year, and each year it gets better and better. There's 10 stadiums, 15 major league teams, 75 degree temperatures. All 10 stadiums are in Greater Phoenix area within 50 miles, and each one is eclectic in and of itself. There's so much fun to do that doesn't have to do with baseball. There's amazing restaurants and bars, tons of craft breweries like Four Peaks, Angel Trumpet Ale, and Goldwater Brewing Company. I've been to all three of those. Enjoy live music from local and national artists. You can go hiking. You can do whatever you want. Go to the Grand Canyon. The sunsets here are incredible. Check out must-see destinations that are probably, some of them, on your bucket list. Like, again, the Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, Horseshoe Bend, and Tucson. And if you're going to bring the kids, don't worry. There's incredible things to do for kids as well. Family-friendly resorts, hotels, which offers incredible stuff for kids of all ages. Arizona has tons of stuff just in general. Wildlife parks, again, hiking, science museums, aquariums, dude ranches. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. Visit arizona.com/springtraining today. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. The Arizona Cardinals have a very interesting decision to make at the number 8 spot in the 2020 NFL Draft. The sexy choice with the new mock drafts, all the stuff coming out, 1.0. In 4 months from now, it'll be mock draft 36.7. And the Arizona Cardinals will be taking you know, a shortstop. We have no idea what's going to happen in the next several months. The combine, this is the very, very, very tip-top tip of the iceberg. But the hot name coming out, obviously, CeeDee Lamb, gets reconciled with Kyler Murray, and it's a match made in heaven, until it's not. There are so many wide receivers coming out this year that are going to make immediate impacts on the teams that draft them. It would kind of be a fool's errand for the Arizona Cardinals to jump up and draft one that early, in my opinion. Now, I know that Bo Brock is going to have differing opinions on some things. We're going to go back and forth. I promise we'll be doing podcasts again soon when we get closer to the draft. But the Arizona Cardinals have so many needs that, yes, believe it or not, are more important, hold more weight than a wide receiver, even though the wide receiving core for the Arizona Cardinals was atrocious at best last year. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen. You could even say the linebacker or safety are more important for the furthering production of this team. Because, listen, any winning team will have weaknesses. Doesn't matter. Any team will have weaknesses. But winning teams always have that one strength that you can bank on. And sometimes it's the defense, sometimes it's the offense. The Cowboys, during their Super Bowl run, it wasn't Troy Aikman. It wasn't Emmitt Smith. It was the offensive line. The offensive line was the catalyst for both of those guys being Hall of Famers. With Tom Brady, it's Tom Brady. But for the first couple Super Bowls, it was the defense, and it was Adam Vinatieri. Spots that you can 100% bank on. And the Arizona Cardinals don't have any. Not even Kyler Murray at this point. You can't bank on anybody. So I could completely understand if the Cardinals go defense heavy, where you draft a defensive lineman. If there's one that's of worth at 8, you draft. There's some mock drafts that have Isaiah Simmons, the safety played last night for Clemson, that you can move into the box or move in into the interior linebacker position. He could play there, play fast. But when it comes down to it, the Arizona Cardinals cannot miss on number 8, and the chance of missing with the wide receiver, in my opinion, is far greater than missing with an offensive lineman or defensive lineman. It's not sexy, and this offense has looked like it's going to be sexy soon, but you need to build the innards if any of this is going to work. There's word today that Tristan Wirfs, the offensive lineman from Iowa, is thinking about going back to school because his mom wants him to get a degree. Okay, so that would be one out of the 3 offensive linemen that the Arizona Cardinals are looking at that would be off the board. Jedrick Wills from Alabama, Andrew Thomas from Georgia, and Tristan Wirfs. Those are names you're going to be hearing about a lot coming out of Bo in my mouth over the next couple months. But when it comes down to it on the surface level for the Arizona Cardinals, they in no way should be drafting off a wide receiver with the 8th overall pick. I'm going to give you an idea that I have that I think will benefit the Cardinals, and it will include the Cardinals taking a wide receiver in the first round, just not at number 8. Alex Clancy here, Locked On Cardinals. We'll be right back. To get fit in 2020, you don't have to join a gym or pay a ton for overpriced fitness equipment. The best way to get in the best shape of your life is with Echelon. Go to echelonfit.com to discover their X1 connected fitness bikes that offer a high quality at-home cycling experience at less than half the price of a Peloton. Echelon makes beautifully engineered products for everyone, busy mom and dads, etc., first responders, elite athletes, whatever your activity level, Echelon has the engineered product for you. With daily live and on-demand studio classes right in your home, you'll never have to step foot in a gym, which I love. You'll love Echelon, but if you aren't 100% satisfied, we'll give you your money back. Don't pay a ton for a Peloton. Buy an Echelon bike today for under $1,000. Go to echelonfit.com slash LONFL to learn about their limited time free Apple iPad and complete details of this exclusive offer. Echelon, it's your time. That's echelonfit.com/LONFL. Echelonfit.com/LONFL. Final segment, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. How can the Cardinals get the best of both worlds? How can the Cardinals get whatever they want? I'll tell you, they have a pretty high second-round pick, okay? What can the Cardinals do in an effort to get both of what they want? Now, this is going to be kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants scenario because there are several wide receivers coming out that look to be NFL quality. Again, CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs from Alabama. There's a bunch. T. Higgins we saw last night. Laviska Shenault from Colorado, who had a few monster games and then kind of tailed off towards the end of the season. But there are several. So say, hypothetically speaking, CeeDee Lamb drops to 11 or 12. And then Jerry Judy's there at 14 or 15. Henry Ruggs even at 16 or so. The Arizona Cardinals, in essence, could package their second-round pick this year and maybe second-round pick next year to move up and get what they want from wide receiver and from offensive lineman or defensive lineman at 8 overall. This is predicated upon the fact that they have two or three guys that they like and that they're not just going to take who's left. This would be a Josh Rosen situation from 2 years ago where all the other quarterbacks are drafted. They're like, oh, well, you know what? We can move up to 10 from 15, draft Josh Rosen, and we'll get our quarterback for the future. This is predicated on the fact that the draft ping pong balls will fall in their favor, where wide receivers will not go as high as people expect. And they can get a guy, it would most likely be in the high 20s or low 20s, high 20s, whatever, 20, 21, 22. We'll say the Patriots at 23. They'll want to move back and get more draft capital. Or quarterbacks will go higher than everybody thinks, so that will equate to wide receivers falling a little bit more because those draft positions will be taken, you know, by quarterbacks. It's something to monitor for the Arizona Cardinals. If you want to take a leap in the production of your offense, but do it in a less impactful way by not giving up a first-round pick, you can trade 2 twos for it and move up now. It'll expedite the process a little bit with it being less high with less high impact than you'd want it to be by taking a wide receiver at number 8 overall. Something to think about. Bo and I are going to be doing a lot of this over the next couple months, as I mentioned. It's just something interesting to think about, where the Cardinals could have 2 first-round picks if they trade away this year's second and next year's second. Alex Clancy here, Locked On Cardinals. We'll talk to you tomorrow.